Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We lose some things yesterday in regards to prophetic words that we've kept, you know, and kind of just allowed all the pieces to come together, because everybody knows in part and prophesies in part. And we had so many pieces of the puzzle that just came together for us recently, where when you put all, you know, you can look at a pile of pieces of puzzle, for example, and sometimes you can go, you know, I just really don't want to put that puzzle together, you know, it doesn't look like that fits with this and this fits with that. And, right. You know, mm-hmm. And then, you know, then your grandchild says, oh, it's only 1,000 pieces. You know, it's like, let's just look at the top. See, the top looks just like what we're going to have. But, you know, in that, you know, we started seeing the pieces fit together, and we started seeing how planned, and we were leaders were gathered on a call from around the nation, and we began to talk, and all of a sudden the Lord just kind of took over that phone call, remember? Mm-hmm. And all these pieces began to come together and formulate over just a rapid firing word of knowledge. I mean, just systematic, you know, building of, and then there's other pieces that didn't even get put into this that even makes it more defined, which you can find it, you know, at the VFN Torch. But you got to hear this. You got to go to VFN TV and watch this. You got to watch it. You know, a lot of people love history. They're history buffs. You know, they want to, you know, they watch the History Channel with anticipation, like it's something's going to change, you know. But if you look at a prophetic word after it happens, it's history. And a lot of people do that, and they just come to you, yeah, I knew that. It's like, where were, if you knew that, where were you when you knew that, right?
Right. Exactly. Like, Don't you tell me.
Yeah, the truth is they didn't know it. Right. Or they did know it, but they were terrified to tell you. Mm. And the worst thing they can do in the eyes of the Lord at that point is to start talking about what God told them. But like Ezekiel, he went, they didn't go. And he called that to be rebellious to God. Mm-hmm. You know, and so the pieces came together. I mean, all the way, you're going to hear, go to VFN TV, you got to see this. But you're going to hear not only, you know, for God does speak, you know, that's Job 33, where he tells us very specifically he speaks. And you're going to see just detail, even about the economy. You're going to find out wisdom about the economy. You're going to find out wisdom about, you know, our president and how God even spoke to these ministers prior to him becoming a president and what he was going to do, and that he has done that. But there's other parts that that hasn't happened yet that's about to happen. And it's all going to happen if the church... It's all contingent upon the church doing what's right before God. Mm-hmm. You know, if we do what's right before God, things can turn, and all these things that God, these warnings, you know, will not, it just won't happen. I mean, God's, you know, if he wanted to do something bad to us, he wouldn't warn us.
Right. That's right.
You know, a father who didn't want to discipline his children, you know, would not bring it up. You know, he didn't want his children to turn. He wouldn't bring up, hey, by the way, if you don't change this behavior, he says this and this and this is going to happen, and the father actually hopes.
Well, that's the nature of a warning. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk to you about it. Right. I'm going to give you a sign. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to point to this thing because I really don't want to do this.
Right.
But the warning is just that, a warning. But if we don't heed it.
Right. Exactly. And so with that, you know, since we misunderstand discipline, we misunderstand the love of a father.
Right.
We misunderstand warning. All of a sudden, because God starts dealing with us and bringing our stuff up, we think God hates us. Mm. He's writing us off. And you got to, you know, is God, you know, is America under God's judgment is also in VFN TV. You've got to see that. And it's a good question to ask. Mm-hmm. You need to ask yourself, is America under God's judgment? Instead of saying, no, it's not. It's like if anybody just kind of shoots off at the mouth and says that, what they're really saying, it can't be, because if it is, I'm in trouble. Versus saying, well, let's just see, you know, and it has, you know, coming from a law enforcement experience, I've been in the courtroom, you know, I was in the courtroom for years, and we just looked at the evidence. There's three phases of judgment of turning a nation over, according to Romans chapter 1, you know, and quite often we're talking about the harvest of our own rebellion that brought a nation into a particular season instead of realizing their fault. You know, we what we did, which we accepted as normal, now produce that.
Right.
And so you got to listen to this. Is America under God's judgment? You know, and it's a legitimate, why not? I mean, what are you going to do? Watch some reality show tonight?
Exactly.
I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to just go, you know, play some digital game or whatever? You know, what do they call that? You know, games?
Yeah.
Sure not going to watch the Saints, though. Sure not going to do that.
Well, oh, you're talking about the football team?
Yeah, we're
not
gonna do
that. And so, but understand that it just go watch and listen and learn, because just like a courtroom, all is done is that we lay the evidence out. We just look at what is, and then we look at what God says about what is.
Yeah.
And then you, as a juror, can look back at the evidence presented, and you can say, well, no, we're not under that first phase of judgment, or yes, we are.
Which is so empowering, though, when you really get to take in that information and just what's happening in our generation, in our nation. It's just like so many people, and even myself for the longest period of time, had no idea. But when it was made known, it was just like, oh, my goodness. Now it's almost like you...
It's like the evidence speaks, doesn't it?
Exactly.
It's all stacked up.
Right.
It's like one piece of evidence and another piece of evidence. It's like, there is I see a trend here.
Don't assume people can see what the puzzle is going to look like until you put the pieces together. If God is telling you, you have to tell somebody precept upon precept based on what's happening and the Word of God. And that's what's happening in this, you know, is America under judgment? Let's just look at it. Let's just ask the questions. Let's look at the evidence. Let's look at the evidence and then see. And what you'll find out is we meet the evidence for the first phase of judgment where it says God turns his own people over. He turns us over to something. And so then we're like in the second phase of judgment.
Amen.
You know, it's a possible being turned over. And I'm not talking about, final judgment. I'm not talking about destruction. I'm talking about discipline. In the second level, you know, there's evidence being presented. We're just looking at our culture. We're looking at the church and our conditions that we're in. And in that, you know, we ask the question based on them looking at God's word, have we already been turned over to the second phase of judgment, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so often we're looking at what the judge has put as a sentence as the crime. And that's like, no. That's just the harvest of the crime.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We got to back up a little bit and say, wait a minute, that's just our harvest.
That's right. It's humility, you know, like it's almost a weird chuckle there, but it's like, you know, the church has been so just, you can be so prideful to think, like you said, what judgment now? America, the blessed, God bless America? It's like,
and
we gotta go, man. Right. We gotta be, we gotta look in the mirror.
Right. Start with ourselves.
Look at the evidence without any biases and see if the evidence speaks.
You know, and it's just everybody, you know, it just seems like the church just becomes sentence focused, like a judge giving a sentence versus the crime focus, which was where we violated God's law. And it's like, and so, yeah, people walking up and down the streets with signs going, we hate our harvest. We hate our harvest. It's like, dude, don't you get it? That they're there because of what you did and the crime you violated against God. It has nothing to do. You're yelling. And it's not going to, by the way, if that is the sentence, it's not going to help you to scream down the hallways of your prison. C-O is what they do. You go, you know, you have somebody in jail, the correction officer. They just go, C-O. C-O. It's like, we need to pray for our corrections officers all day long. I think they serve more time than the inmates.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with that, you know, we look at the second phase of judgment and then look at the evidence and let you as a juror look at the evidence and just you make a conclusion. And then finally, there's a third phase of judgment, you know, that where God turns over a people who violates this particular situation. And there's three phases of it. You got to listen to it. Come on, think about it. The very fact that you don't have the time to listen to God's truth is a very huge sign that we're in trouble.
Right.
We're in trouble. And then what happens all of a sudden, you know, one day we're sitting in the proverbial 6x6 cell, you know, with one channel, you know, to the prison channel.
Right.
You know,
and Bubba sitting next to us.
Right. Ooh. You know, I like what. Yeah. And yeah. And then that's right. Didn't think about that part. No, So what you say is, I want to be in the big gathering. I want to be in the big, all the people
out there. Put me in the big pod. Put me in the big pod.
Big pod. And so, John, you made me lose my train of thought here. You're talking about. You pictured yourself in the cell with a Bubba.
You and Bubba. Third phase. God gives you over.
We'll go in there and he'll have like a bandana on and he'll be cooking.
I don't know about that cooking part.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, whatever Bubba says. No, do you? But you know, I mean, that you know, this is what T.D. Jakes said years ago, and it's so true. He said the reason why they give prisoners televisions in jail is to forget they're in prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe if you turn your television off, you may find out that you're in prison. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my, I remember one scene from some of Pat's favorite movies, you know, something to do with Star Trek or something. But and it was like Batman or the Joker or I don't know, Bambi. What was the movie?
Greatest American All Hero. Over the place.
It was, help me out here.
It's hard for my mind to go there because you think, do you believe this? It's just really, it's like the Joker, whatever the Joker is. Joker. Like they had a character named the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that right? Joker, correct. Maybe? Maybe Batman. Not Joker. Batman, yes.
Batman and the Joker.
Batman, something. Anyway, because I was flipping channels and I saw it, and I think maybe passed through and Pat was watching it. No, I saw it, and there were like a family was looking at this TV,
mm-hmm.
and it had like this green beam or something coming out from the TV.
Batman, yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm talking to the wrong person.
Yeah,
it's,
there you go.
It's Steven Kaluzuski. Yeah. And then it's like glowing. It's going, roo, roo, roo. And these family are getting mesmerized. And he's controlling everybody by what? It may not be the Joker. I don't know. Y'all have to help me.
Yeah, it was the characters. It was one of the recent Batmans with...
It could be recent.
The Riddler or something? Or the,
this had to be from 1812. It could
really?
Be. Oh, yeah. Believe me.
They just remake it over and over again.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Same thing? It's because Hollywood understands themselves.
The comic book.
That's right.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah, there you go.
We sell those for $35,000 each. No, and so it's like growing, you know, and it's mesmerizing that family. And if they turned it off, they would lose the control over the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I remember years ago when I was riding on patrol at nighttime, you know, as a law enforcement officer, you just drive around. Mm-hmm. You drive around and, you know, looking for possible crime. And everybody just goes into their houses. They run home. They speed going home in a hurry to get home to do nothing. I mean, nothing. It's like, where are you going? Well, I'm just going home. It's like, you're going 25 miles an hour with speed limit. I know. I was just in a hurry. For what? To go watch Batman? what are you in a hurry for?
To go watch their fantasy.
Yeah, watch their fantasy. And so then everybody goes into all their little caves, you know, at the night. And for 10 years, you know, I watched and I was riding through the neighborhoods and all of a sudden you see this glow coming out of people's houses. Mm-hmm. It's like, roo, roo, roo. They do nothing in their lives, nothing for God, mm-hmm. nothing, and they just go roo. There's this glow, like some glow coming out of their home,
right.
And they say, well, I'm just so busy, you don't have time to abide with God.
Watching reality TV.
Well, yeah, watching reality or whatever is glowing, and then they just glow. This was before reality, probably, but yeah, but it was just glowing,
right?
And it's like, oh, this is like that movie. This is like Pat or Steve's movie, you know. this is like the movie, and it's like real.
You get so caught up in other people's lives that you totally lose out on your own life,
right? You don't even have one. Right. So if you turn that off for a season, and it could scare you because a lot of people cannot be silent. Mm-hmm. I mean, when they start getting silent, the demons they failed to deal with begin to deal with them.
Oh yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, turn the TV back on. Right?
It's eerie in here. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the most powerful moves of God that I've been in regards to constant outpouring of his presence, the one thing that you love the most is silence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want anything. You just like quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so contented in the silence of God. And understanding that if we don't turn off our distractions, we may never know that we're in captivity. Mm. And that would be the goal of the adversary, is to take us into a place of captivity and not let us know until finally we're so locked down we can't even come out. I think we've raised a generation now that they don't even, when the shooting took place in Aurora, in the theater, and they're watching Batman.
I thought it was part of the show.
But it was something like the title, I don't know what was in the content, but the title was like Darkness, you know, something bad. Mm-hmm. And so they're watching at midnight, the midnight hour, Darkness, and professing Christians, you know, all was in there as well. And Pat was on the front row. No, he wasn't there. And yeah, you're right. I think I saw a Saints shirt there. Zoom in and see if that's him. No, yeah, right. No, that's not his shirt.
We know his shirt.
You're right.
Every wrinkle.
And so, right. But they didn't know this horrific. It's horrific what took place. It's horrific.
Right.
But they could not differentiate. It took them a long time to know whether if this is real. Is this really shots, or is this part of the evil that we were watching, or is this part of the evil that we're living in? Right. They couldn't differentiate. Was this person shooting at us, the movie shooting at us, or was this a man shooting at us? Mm-hmm. Wow. This person falling next to me, is that a person part of the movie scene, because it was like the first opening day, are they putting stuff up, or was this actually the somebody, is this blood real next to me? It took a while for them to dawn on, you know, and that much time, it can be over. If it takes you that long to realize somebody has a gun in your face and it's a real gun, there's nothing bigger than the end of a barrel of a gun being pointed at you. You know, I know this from my law enforcement experiences. I mean, it may seem small from the side, but when you're looking at it, you can see the whole barrel. You know, looking at you, and, you know, your life weighs in the balance at that one moment, because if they pull the trigger, no matter whether it's friend or foe, you know, that it's over.
It gets real quick.
Yeah, it gets real, really quick.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you pause and think, and you're so caught up in fiction that you don't know, I mean, you've got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know. So I encourage you. I mean, just, you know, TD was saying that for a reason. He was saying that because it's true. If you don't, if you put people in prison and you don't give them some sort of distraction, they'll turn on each other. They'll turn on each other, and they'll just be really difficult and costly, and there'll be a lot of loss of lives.
Right.
Well, what's going to happen if the TVs go out and the electricity goes out for a little bit in America? What do you think is going to happen?
Remember?
What's that?
We saw it. It's Hurricane Ivan.
Yes.
When that power went out for 10 days.
Yes.
We saw mobs.
Yeah.
Mobs of teenagers that were normally all, you know, tuned into their TVs and their phones and iPods were walking and roaming the streets at night.
Trying to figure life out, because at that point they didn't know. They didn't know. Mm-hmm. And that was only 10 days.
Yeah.
That was only 10 days. You know, people got shot, you know, that were trying to break into places. And it was just really tragic. And so I encourage you right now, you know, practice, you know, 10 minutes a day, you know, turn off Batman. You know, just pause for a moment. That's why when we talk about an abiding plan with God, you know, and if you don't abide with God, you know, we got a plan for you to help you out and encourage you. It's at iabide.org. You go there and read a little bit, and you can request your own plan. Free, it comes to you instantly. That's why we talk about doing it with a pencil or a pen and a blank journal. Your Bible and you, because you've got to learn how to be with God alone again. You have got to hear his voice, because it's not like it used to be, you know, prior to you know, the New Testament. You're going to have to know the shepherd's voice.
Right.
He said, they know my voice. There'll be a day that the Son of Man comes and you will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and you shall live.
Yeah.
My sheep know my voice and follow none other. Listen, there's a lot of people right now. I don't know why. I kind of know why. I mean, it boils down to money. I mean, it boils down to paychecks. It boils down to, you know, the atheist that was being interviewed by Diane Sawyer, which you can see on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. He's leading, you know, what they refer to as a large gathering or a mega gathering, mega church of Christians.
Right.
Wow. But he says, you know, I'm an atheist. He says, I'm an atheist, and I can't tell them I'm an atheist. I mean, they have like a little black thing across his eyes. And like, dude, they know who you are now. Hopefully dude, they'll, hopefully they'll fire
you. We got your pig.
Hopefully they'll fire you, you know. Right. And but in that, you know, he was saying, I just, this is the only trade I know. Well, wow. Ministry's not a trade.
Exactly.
Ministry's not a trade. This is not, ministry's, you know, that was the Church of England. Mm-hmm. That was a trade. You know, you would get on with the Church of England, which the king or the queen was over, and you'd work for them. Mm-hmm. You know, but true ministry, you know, is a servant and mm-hmm. that walks in obedience to the master right. and to our shepherd. And, you know, start, you know, abiding with him alone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Abiding with the Lord alone. You, God, your Bible, a blank journal, a pen, and go to iabide.org and look at some simple, mm-hmm. simple things that even 8-year-olds are able to do and hear the voice of God and get used to hearing his voice. You want to hear his voice on this side of what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because you're going to hear a whole bunch of voices on the other mm-hmm. side. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, you know, the devil doesn't go away when things get bad. He cranks it up.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, liars don't get quiet when things get bad. Liars crank it up.
When mm-hmm. you think about all that's going on right now, of all the people who are trying to have a relationship with whoever, whatever, whatever's going on, and what better person to have a relationship with than Jesus Christ?
Well, that's it. Yeah, I mean,
you, Jesus said himself, you know, man should not eat and live up by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Yeah. There's ever a time.
Yeah.
To be living under the words of God and what God has said, now is the time.
And he tells us, you know, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can only have a lower level of heaven. Is that what he says?
No.
He says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part of me. Most everybody but the 12 disciples left him. I mean, he had a huge crowd at that point.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they said, this is a difficult teaching because they were all looking at things in the natural. They're thinking like, I am not going to take a bite out of Jesus. Mm. You know, I am not going to drink his blood. I mean, that's the biggest offense to a Jew because you did not, blood was the one thing you did that you didn't mess with.
Right.
But he wasn't talking about, his words that he was speaking were not flesh. They were not about flesh and blood. They were spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you spend time with God, abiding with God alone. And he, when you do this, just like Ezekiel chapter 2, that his spirit comes inside of you to the point where all of a sudden you begin to have this encounter and God speaks to you and lifts you up and gives you direction. Your call will come when you're alone with God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't come in this public place, you know, where men are telling you. I mean, it'll come when in your encouragement and your enthusiasm, your inspiration, the food that's going to give you strength, the manna that's going to carry you is what you get, your daily bread that you get from God in your abiding relationship. I encourage
your daily
you.
Bread,
yeah,
right? Your fresh bread.
Yeah,
Not what someone else read in the little book and not what someone posted on online. And, you know, that's good. I look at the disciples when they were looking for where's Jesus? He was seeking the Father up early. You know, you gotta seek him.
Right. And so after this break, I want Steve to be able to share about an abiding experience that he had. But the understanding that you know, abiding with God on this side is important because you're gonna get used to hearing his voice. Hopefully we'll make available on VFN TV the voice of God. Because it's just talking about how to hear God's voice, personal experiences that we have had as we've heard God's voice. And as a matter of fact, I know that some of you guys have gone to VFN TV and you've seen, you know, these great prophetic words and teachings and things there. And there wasn't any description down for each of them, but they're coming probably this week.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming and you need something to differentiate between, but we're moving so quickly. We're not having a lot of time to do this. But probably this week you can go and see the descriptions of what's on there so you know which one you're going to do first and listen to and eat and taste and see the Lord is good.
Mm.
But the voice of the Lord, I mean, we're here right now because we've heard the voice of the Lord. We just obeyed. Hear, obey.
Mm.
You know, my spiritual father, Brother Ken, he said, what did you do? What was your secret? He says, I heard and I obeyed.
Mm.
You know, many say, I heard and I delayed. But the ones who stand out And the ones that, that are bringing a fragrance to the Lord are the ones who hear and obey.
Mm.
Not hear and delay.
Right. Wow.
Which one are you? We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.